Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. While we are preparing our hearts for Easter, may you find a fresh encounter as we reflect on Jesus' journey to transform the world. So let's get started with today's episode with our lead pastor, Daniel Fusco.
So here we are at the end of our 14 days of prayer and fasting on Resurrection Sunday. I want to start by saying to each one of you who have been fasting, I'm so proud of you. And I realize on this journey that there has been great and powerful moments, moments of breakthrough, moments of the tangible presence of God. And there's also been times of great struggle. One of the things I'm always learning when fasting is how good God is and also how human I am, how I'm so prone to struggle. And so I'm just proud of you for being here. And I love the fact that we are concluding our 14 days of prayer and fasting on Resurrection Sunday. So as we hear the scriptures today, we're reminded and we'll be celebrating the good news that the crucifixion of Jesus gives way to his resurrection, and there is great joy in the presence of God. So let me read to you Matthew 28, picking up in verse 1. It says, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow, and the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.' So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word." Verse 9, "And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, 'Rejoice!' So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" How powerful. As we read this account, what we are constantly reminded of is that Jesus conquered the two biggest issues that all people have. The sin issue, the fact that we live in rebellion against God, and even if we've only sinned one time, which isn't true of any of us, we've all done it many, many, many times. But even if we only had sinned one time, the wages of sin is death. And so we have a sin problem, we have a death problem. And at the cross, Jesus solved our sin problem by becoming sin for us and taking our punishment upon himself. And then through the resurrection, Jesus solved our death problem. Because Jesus always did those things that pleased his Father, death had to give Jesus back. So Jesus was resurrected from the grave. And we see in our account how these two Marys are the first to find out about the resurrection. And then they go to tell the apostles about what has happened. And it's so beautiful that there's these two women there, and they're the ones. And over and over again, you get these two phrases that come to these women. The first is, "Do not be afraid." And the second is to rejoice. And I think in light of the resurrection of Jesus, in light of his finished work on the cross, and in light of the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I should live unafraid in this world. We fear God, which is the beginning of wisdom, but then because of our fear of God, we don't fear anybody else. So we live without fear, and then we live with tremendous joy. And my friend, I want you to know today that because of the finished work of Jesus, you are acceptable in the beloved. Because of the finished work of Jesus, your sin is separated as far as you are, as it's from the east, as from the west. Because of the finished work of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will indwell you as you believe in him. And that gives us such joy. And of course, one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. So as we bring our 14 days of prayer and fasting to a close, it is time for us now to begin living in the reality of the resurrected life of Jesus. And that is what the Spirit of God wants to do in each one of us. He wants to pull the resurrection of Jesus out of our lives so that we live abundantly and uniquely in this generation. So I'm going to close this in prayer, and I am so excited about the death and resurrection of Jesus. So let's pray together. Father, thank you for this journey over these last 14 days. We thank you for the blessings and the challenges. We thank you for the victories and the struggles. And God, we ask that we would live unafraid and full of joy, all because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. And we ask it all in Jesus' name, and we all agreed and said together, amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Join us on Sunday, March 31st for Easter at Crossroads. Get service times and more at crossroadschurch.net/Easter.